The U.S. women's basketball team continues a 54-game winning streak at the Tokyo Olympics. After a commanding victory over Australia in today's quarterfinal, the team is aiming for an unprecedented seventh straight gold medal. Meanwhile, Japan won yet another gold medal in skateboarding. The sport is making its Olympic debut this year. For more from Tokyo, we're joined by NPR's Mandalit Del Barco. Hello.
Hello.
Thank you. Start us off with skateboarding. It's one of several new sports at the Olympics this year, and it's a pastime that originated in the United States. So what accounts for Japan's dominance in skateboarding events?
Well, you know, I was lucky enough to be in the stands during the first ever street skateboarding event last week and the first ever park skateboarding event today. In street, the competitors jump over staircases and rails. And in the park event, they do midair tricks. They soar and grind on the lip of a curvy, rounded concrete course. And there are some really young kids winning Olympic medals. Last week, two girls from Japan earned the top medals in the park competition, Sakura Yasuzumi, who's 19, she earned the gold, and her teammate, Kokona Haraki, got the silver, and she's just 12 years old. Mm. Also, Sky Brown, who's 13, she got a bronze medal, and her mom's Japanese. Her dad's from Great Britain, the country she represented. Afterwards, this is what Sky Brown told reporters after she earned her bronze medal.
Skateboarding is a very beautiful sport, and there's no rules with it, and I hope more people will start skating, or after watching this, people will want to go more.
And what's interesting is that skateboarding has been looked down on in Japan, and the winners have talked about wanting to have more skate parks here. And it's something interesting to note is that Sky Brown and a lot of the other skateboarders at the Olympics actually live in Los Angeles, where I live, and where skateboarding got its start. They, in fact, I've seen them practice at the Venice Beach Skate Park.
Mm. So interesting. So many young people are doing so well. Mandalit, you've also reported on surfing making its Olympic debut this year. How are surfers and skateboarders feeling about being on the world stage in this way for the first time?
Yeah, well, you know, surfing is another sport that many of the skateboarders do, too. In fact, skateboarding was once called a sidewalk surfing. And both of these, surfing and skateboarding, have a sort of rebellious image. And there's a lot of purists who think they're more of a lifestyle. But, you know, in both of these sports, the athletes here at the Olympics are just really excited that the thing that they love doing so much, surfing and skateboarding, is getting its world spotlight now and a chance to show how much fun and how much skill goes into these board sports.
Let me ask you about U.S. women's basketball, because those women have been remarkable and they've had an unparalleled hot streak. Walk us through their performance so far in the games.
Well, you know, the U.S. women's basketball team beat Australia in the quarterfinals, and in doing so, they continued a winning streak that's lasted since 1992. I was in the stands the other night when the Americans beat France, and afterwards, during a press conference, I talked to the coach, Don Staley. Staley told me that the gap between the U.S. and the rest of the world's top women's basketball teams maybe closing. You know, she remembered how her team from South Carolina trained with Japan's national team 3 years ago, and they easily beat the Americans, she said.
A lot happening at the Olympics. That's NPR's Mandalit Del Barco in Tokyo. Mandalit, thank you.
Thank you.